This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome on into the full-time report. Atlanta United playing a 1-1 draw north of the border there against Montreal. And unfortunately, not going to be enough to start a charge up the table, but still a number of positives to be taken away. Maybe not as much for this year, and I know it's tough. They're not mathematically eliminated, and you still got to play out the string here, but certainly some things that you can build on, if not through the next nine matches. You take it into the offseason, especially with players who are being integrated into this roster, and look forward for it for next year. But again, Matty Crews, Abe Gordon here, live in the Kia Studios. Another strong performance. It just doesn't equal the results. And we'll get to the stats in just a moment. I think those back that up. But you know me, Matty. I like to just watch and look, there were stretches of this game where Montreal put Atlanta United in trouble. And, of course, in one of those moments, they did ripple the back of the net. But Atlanta United had the better of the action again. Unfortunately, in the first half, not able to find a goal. And I think that was part of the big problem. You go to halftime down. You eventually find yourself into it when you really kind of just go all out to find an equalizer, hoping you could find a winner there. But this was another strong performance, and it's just unfortunate. It doesn't feel like the results match the performance, and a lot of that is because, like I mentioned in the pregame, you're not finishing the real chances that you have.
It's something that Jason said, and I think I agree as well. You had all the opportunities. You couldn't find it tonight, and that has been the story right now of 2025 for Atlanta United. And then it's one of those two where I also agree. I think you played really well. I think it's unfortunate because you look and you've seen the results and you've seen how the team has played in
the last
couple of games.
You're at a part of the season that, we can be honest, no one wants to hear that, right? That's the truth. That's the reality of the standings of the table. But it's also the reality of what's going on the field is you are playing well.
You're playing well, and it's also you're building as you keep going. You're bringing in new faces. I think you can be tired of hearing that all you want, but that's the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
Like, simple as that. Like, you're looking at these results, and yes, unfortunately, it's not falling away, but you are playing good soccer. It's like Jason said, majority of the time you play good soccer, you're going to get results, and sometimes it doesn't happen. It's simple as that. Like, to sit there and say, I think you're looking at the results, and you're looking at the way the team has fought back in these matches, that's something to take away from completely.
And I think, like, if we're going to long-term this thing, obviously only nine games left here, but my hopes would be that next season you do the same thing and you outplay teams and the results do match up. You would like to think that over time the performance and the results would eventually align, and there's potential for that maybe next year, not as much this year. Quick look at the numbers to show just how good Atlanta United was. Statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. They had 64% possession to Montreal's 36%. They led Montreal in shots 16-9, shots on goal 5-3. And the real differentiator here, which you guys know how much I love XG, we talk about it all the time. Montreal, a putrid 0.7 XG, Atlanta 3.1. And that's the level of, hey, here are your chances, and you're not finishing them. To finish with just one goal off of 3.1 XG certainly is a problem for Atlanta United. I do think you need to credit the goalkeeping of Montreal. A number of big saves there from Guillier, especially early on in that first half, a double diving save there off of Saba, and then eventually a putback later. And a couple of others later throughout the match. I think good goaltending certainly made a difference for Montreal, but unfortunately, Atlanta United just not able to find it, and there's not much else you could say about that. You hope that when you have these chances, you put it away. You did against Atlas. You saw what the offense can look like when you do. I could very easily, Maddie, look at this game and said you could have had three or four goals in this one, but unfortunately you were limited to just one.
Well, it is also really good goalkeeping from Montreal. You have to give huge credit to that. I mean, Saba had a couple of moments where it really could have been multiple goals in, and that's another thing, too. I think Saba Lobchinitsa had a great performance tonight. I think his impact, maybe he didn't get on the score sheet, but I think you saw the impact of what he was doing. He was trying different things. He was going 1v1 with defenders. He was forcing them to make decisions. He sent in that beautiful corner that allowed Alexi Maranchuk to tie things up as well. I think Saba put in the work, and he put in every ounce of it tonight on the field.
Yeah, we mentioned Saba in the lead up there when we were doing the Five Stripes countdown. I said, this guy's just on a heater, man. You have to be starting him. I don't think that changed tonight. I think he still gave you a lot of creative opportunities, and as you mentioned, doesn't officially get an assist because of how the ball got played off of Efren Morales eventually. But had a number of dangerous balls, including on that corner kick. While we're at it, we're waiting for Ronnie Dyla to take to the post-game press conference podium. We do have to hand out, though, a man of the match. Maddie, who do we have tonight?
I was battling between these two, and I'm going to give it to Alexi Maranchuk. I think simply because he got the tying goal, and it was great placement for him. But also, not even that, I think his work rate throughout the last couple of games has been really, really tremendous. And I think he was creating a lot of chances. He's just so clean with the ball, with what he's able to do. And, you know, he almost got the game winner as well. It went off the crossbar. But I think it has to go to Alexi Maranchuk. But Saba was a very, very close second. Like, I mean, it was they were right against each other with that one. I didn't know which one to choose from. But I think it's going to go to Alexi.
And while we're at it, we did get the team debuts for Juan Barakal. We also saw Steve Alzate come in with 10, 12 minutes left in this match. Barakal had a couple of really nice moments in this game, including a beautifully controlled off of the chest layoff to Saba, who tried to make something out of it. The shot was blocked and it led to a corner, but some really nice moments there. And Alzate was in the midfield trying to prevent transitions there late in the game. Unfortunately, it just didn't lead, and you get to a draw. And that leaves you to a point where, again, mathematically, if you're going to roll off 9 straight wins, you're probably still going to get into the playoffs. But this was a tough one. And it's a situation now. Atlanta United still has not won a game on the road this season. That's a tough stat because they certainly have played well enough to win. Certainly, I think they're better than Montreal, even if the scoreboard didn't show it tonight. It's just tough to believe that what they need to accomplish this year is coming towards this direction. I was joking with you, Maddie, before we started our Five Stripes countdown. Like, Ronnie Dyla's talking about this is 10 cup finals, and if we win 10 straight, and I'm like, hey, what's the Major League Soccer record for straight wins? And like, it's 9, and so there's still an opportunity to tie
it's
that
9
record.
Post-penalty shootout.
Yeah, those didn't count when you had to have a winner and a loser way back in the day. And I don't imagine that's on the table here for Atlanta United. I guess theoretically it is, but realistically probably not. But it is one of those things where certainly you need to check off a win on the road at some point this season, even for just confidence, momentum heading into next year, just to see it, just to know you can do it before you end up breaking for the season and then come back next year.
Yeah, you have to find something on the road, especially with just the the results and the schedule that you have going forward as well. But it's kind of like what we talked about with Saba. You know, we talked about it, especially when he was in the lineup again today. He's hot right now. He's feeling himself. He's feeling confident. And that's exactly what you need to build as well. It's building confidence within this team and getting things going, especially, too, when you build on these positive performances and you keep moving forward. It's going to help, especially when you are in those situations when you're trying to battle back and get back into matches. It's building confidence and getting things going. I think in this matchup, you saw consistently a little bit more of what we see normally in the first half into the second half. I think you saw more of that consistency from both sides. It wasn't so very good first half and then not so great second half. It was very balanced, and I thought you were able to fight back into the matchup, and that's something to build upon heading into next week, especially looking at Colorado.
Couple of players I want to continue to single out. We'll do so on the other side. We'll also hope to hear from Ronnie Dyla, Atlanta United manager, in the post-game press conference. But we'll continue in 5 minutes. This is the Full-Time Report. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Atlanta United and Montreal play their way through a 1-1 draw. We'll hear how it happened in these highlights. They're brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262. To sign up today. Atlanta United had the better for the first 20 minutes. The next five were very scary as there were a bunch of opportunities for Montreal, but none of them turned into anything serious. We'll actually get to the highlights in just a moment. It looks like Ronnie Dyla has just stepped up to the post-game podium. Perfect timing, as always. So let's hear what the Atlanta United manager has to say.
To the performance tonight. I think we started really good. First 25 minutes was really, really good. And then we had a little bit period that we had a couple of set play against us. And a goal also come in within that period, I think. But we produce big chances. So we need to be more effective in this kind of situation. I think when we see the stats afterwards, I think it's 8-2 we've been the big chances. It's 3.33 in expected goals. So, you know, have to try to all the time look behind the result. We come back. I think they were just defending for big parts of the game. And that's a sign also that we get better, that they cannot cope with our passing. I think we should have played, keep them played more wide. I think we will go a little bit too much to the center. Every time we go wide and inside, we open them up. So that is something we have to learn from. But great attitude. Everybody work hard. Some subs coming in make a difference. Also very difficult to change the whole back four during a game. I've never seen that in my life. But that's happened now many times in a row. And that's, of course, because we have made the changes and we are not 100% fit. Say with Steven had to play 10, 15 minutes. He's not ready for so much more. So... just sad we don't win because we deserve that.
Is one of the hardest things in coaching staying positive and staying true to what you're doing when you're playing well, but the results aren't coming?
Yeah, that's what I said to him in the break. You know, we can sit and feel sorry for ourselves. Now we have to show character and we have to do exactly what we agreed to do. And I think they did that. You know, we have all those things that we can get better individually and also collectively, but we were much better than them today. And, over time, you have to win football games. Need some confidence. We need some, you know, that goes a little bit our way. But that doesn't come for free. You have to fight for that. So I need to stay positive. I am positive. I see a football team. I see a team that you can really build to something really, really good. The sad part that we have not so much time now if you're going to reach the playoffs.
Better Call and Alzate make their debuts today. What did you think of what they could give you today?
Yes, they're good football. I know Alzate very good, of course. He's a football player, really good. He's not fit yet. And then you see also what Better Call do as well. He's composed, he's tough, he's a man. He's a leader. So I think we see some really good signs for something good to come.
Well, there were the words of Ronnie Dyla. And look, a lot of what he mentioned there, Maddie, stuff we touched on in the opening segment. You got to finish the chances that you had because you did have those chances. And you pushed for it and you kept fighting. And unfortunately, the other aspect of this is you played to a draw. It's good to make the comeback, but it was just not quite enough because you really did need 3 points in this one.
Yeah, but Ronnie Dyla also said that after the break, you're coming back into this and you know, you could feel sorry for yourselves or where you are right now, absolutely, but no, you can't do that because you got to show character. You got to show something here in the last couple of matches, and that's what they did. They fought back in this moment. They did show character. They were able to fight back into this because how many times earlier this season have we said didn't fight back into those games? We're seeing that now. We're seeing the character of this team. We're seeing that build there. And even, you know, especially with the transition period you're having with all of these new players coming in as well, with Berakol, with Alzate, with Mihai coming in, you know, you're having to switch that back line pretty frequently. And he said, hey, I've never seen that happen before. It's because you're in that transition period. You're trying to get the pieces moving. Some players aren't fit, ready to go for full 90. But I think what he's saying is you're showing character and you are showing character. And to say that this team didn't fight back tonight and didn't fight back in the other ones, I think you're wrong if you say that.
Yeah, look, if anything, you can definitely state that this team is showing fight. And, I mean, how many times do we have to go through when they've scored, you know, 75th or later or 80th and later, stoppage time, all the points that have been rescued in those moments?
Didn't Mike say at least 5 times they were able to come back and tie things up in stoppage time?
I think
and
there
one
was
win?
Like, yeah, I think it's 7 maybe now in complete between draws and rescuing the full 3 points. But They're definitely taking advantage of opportunities late. Unfortunately, they put themselves in so many situations earlier in matches that it'd be nice for so many more of these to be the go-ahead goal and as opposed to the equalizer.
And that's the stuff that we've talked about all season long, too. It's being switched on, and it's being switched on in all those moments. I mean, the first goal happens because you're not switched on, because you allow the throw-in to happen. You're not ready to go. You don't see Clark making the run-in behind, and then there's no one there getting Sealy as well. That's the issue. That's the stuff. You got to be switched on in those moments, because if you're not switched on and you're able to see that run going in, you're looking at a different story right now, and that's what needs to change. You have to be ready to go, switched on for the full 90, and not let anything pull your focus.
Well, let's take a listen to what happened as Atlanta United wasn't dialed in and focused. The highlights, again, brought to you by Scana. And it came towards the end of the first half, but in the 40th minute off a throw-in, they fall behind.
Thrown into Latorre, who plays it up to Owusu on the near touchline. He bounces off Gregerson and sends it down the middle to Keenan Clark in the penalty spot. Cross to Sealy, shot, score!
Look, whether it was communication, whether it was loss of focus, it obviously is too easy. And that has been one of the things at times, although this came a little bit differently than some of the goals earlier in the season where you'd misplay a bounce or you'd set someone up. You know, this one came a little bit different, but still felt too easy to score on Atlanta United. Goose was left with no chance on that one. And so you go down 1-0, Caden Clark and Prince Owusu on the assist there to Dante Sealy, and you fight and fight and fight. Maddie and I were just talking about it. And finally, in the 87th minute, you find a conversion and get an equalizer.
Action again at the goal to our left. 87th minute, 1-0 Montreal. Saba, arm in the air, drops it. Here it comes to the near post. Flicked across the face of goal to the back post. Header! Score! Atlanta United finds the equalizer on the corner. It's Alexei Maranchuk scoring again, and it's 1-1.
Very similar to what happened towards the back end stages against Seattle. Alexei Maranchuk was man of the match there. I wrote down in my notes, game tying, goal saving, a point. Today was just copy and paste for man of the match. Alexei Maranchuk, game tying goal, saving a point. And to update the season long standings, Bartosz Sliszcz has 5 man of the matches. Maranchuk has pulled in right behind him at 4. Unfortunately, Jay Fortune's total of 3, he's not going to add to that. But Maranchuk and Sliszcz have very clearly been key parts to some of these games for Atlanta United. They have been mainstays in the man of the match discussion. It's unfortunate because I wrote down Latte Loth and Miggy. We need to talk about them on the other side, because in an ideal world, those two guys would be leading your man of the match discussions. But unfortunately, right now, Miggy has 1 and Latte Loth has just 1. And his came, I believe, in the first game of the season. That's right. 2 goals in that debut match. Of course, that was against Montreal as well. When we come back, I do want to question you, Maddie, about those two high-priced players and what Atlanta United is getting out of them. I've been kind of on the uptick for what we've seen from one player and way, way, way on the downtick from what we've seen from the other. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. I am Abe Gordon. It is the full-time report. We're back in 5 minutes. Atlanta United 1-1 draw against Montreal on Sports Radio 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. We are rolling through the full-time report. Atlanta United, a 1-1 draw against Montreal. Another one where they had to come back late in this one. It was Alexi Maranchuk getting the job done. Kind of a ball pinballed a little bit off of a corner. Eventually came off of our old buddy Efren Morales playing a little double spy action there for us, and sending it right to Alexi Maranchuk, who was able to put it home. He was very clearly on sides, and the goal was given. I want to talk about the guys up top here, Maddie. I want to talk about Miguel Almiron and Latte Loth. I'd like to start with Miggy. I thought we saw some nice things at times from him. Certainly had a couple really nice touches, was willing to take guys on a little bit more today than maybe we've seen. I've started to see him trend a little bit more towards the player we need him to be. Certainly not there yet, right? Don't mistake my words. I think we definitely need to see him. Again, we need the discussions to be Latte Loth and Miggy for man of the match more often than it has been. But I think we've seen some nicer things, and certainly as Maranchuk has developed in that midfield and things behind him have kind of gotten settled a little bit. I thought Miggy's playing a little bit better the past couple of matches than he had for the majority of the early portions of the season.
Something Ronnie Dyla talked about, I think, earlier on. I think it still kind of factors in, too. You know, there are moments where it's almost like he's overdoing it. He wants to help the team. He's overdoing a lot of stuff. You're seeing him now, I think, a little bit. You saw earlier this season him kind of cutting in a bit more, kind of seeping into the center of the field. He's staying more wide now, and I think a lot of that does have to do with having Ronald Hernandez right there on that right side. And that trio of both Ronald, of Miggy, and Alexi, you're seeing it really blossom, and you're seeing a lot of those moving parts come into play, and I think that's helping a lot. And, I mean, gosh, I mean, what, that one turn from Miguel, I mean, later on, I mean, that was a beauty. It brought me back to my Newcastle days watching Miguel over there. I mean, it really is. Like, you're seeing, I think, brighter spots there. I think you do need to see more, but I think that is a not just Miguel thing. I think that's a whole team thing, too, as well. But I think Miguel has been performing very, very nicely, and I think the relationships between both him and Ronald, him and Alexi, I think you're seeing those really flourish in the last couple of games.
I think on the flip side, to be critical, it has gotten worse and worse for Latte Loth. And you and I have talked, you more strongly than I, about the confidence that he needs to build, and seeing goals go in is going to help with that, and all of that stuff. For me as a viewer, there's just no confidence that when he has the ball, anything is going to happen. And it's tough because he's not winning one-on-ones. The times they do put him in position, either for a breakaway or to take someone on. He's been hesitant to shoot at times. It looks like he's misreading the ball still. He has been nowhere near good enough, which is really frustrating because he got off to such a great start. The first couple of games, you were like, man, this guy is going to be a real problem for the league. And he's been essentially invisible for the last 3 months of action. And you kind of double that with the fact that TRA felt like he was, and I know he was hurt. There was, you know, with the calf injury, so you weren't going to see him today. But in recent outings, TRA has felt dangerous, has looked dangerous, has looked like he's been part of the offense and is not just working to get himself going, but to get others going. I'm just not seeing it from Latte Loth. And it's one of the biggest reasons that when we talk about, hey, the XG is 3.1, why couldn't we score but one goal? Well, it's because your should-be goal scorer isn't finishing chances. He had a really nice opportunity. And it just, for whatever reason, the ball didn't come off the foot right. It hugged by the bar, hugged by the post, and didn't go in. And it's just not good enough for Latte Loth, and it hasn't been for a long time this season.
Which also, too, that goal as well, a lot of people are saying it was wide open. It was not a wide open goal by any means. It was a really tough angle, and yeah, like we watched it, and it almost felt like it didn't curl the right way and anything like that, but...
It's a goal you expect a guy like him to score, but it's not an open net.
It's one of those things with Latte Loth, and I did mention to you confidence, and it's something that I think is important to talk about when we talk about the game. A lot of people like to ignore the mental element of the game. They like to ignore it completely. They don't like to talk about how big confidence can be and how it can be when you do get a couple of goals, especially as get things going. I mean, if we're going to talk about the confidence thing, look at Saba. It's exactly the same thing. You build up that confidence. You get things going. You're able to get some touches. You're able to get some goals and assist on the board. You start to feel it a lot more. And I think that's been an issue right now with Latte Loth. It's trying to find that moment, find that connection, find that thing. And I think you're just dealing with that. It's a confidence thing. And the unfortunate thing about it, it's just trying to feel it and get things going. And maybe it is getting a couple of touches further back to then go forward. It's one of those things. You have to build confidence. But I do agree. We do need to see more. We need to see more as well, especially for the person up top, for your striker up there. But I do think a lot of it does factor into confidence. And unfortunately, it's not as simple as, oh, this is the solution. It's difficult.
Well, I think at times we've seen, and not just with Latte Loth, I think we've seen it in previous years. I try to remember who it was. It may have been Almada or whatever, but we've seen Latte Loth given the penalty kick to just see the ball go in, and he did score on the penalty kick, but that didn't parlay itself now into a better opportunity.
Sometimes
better
it's
finishes.
Not that simple. Sometimes it's not that simple.
I agree. But what I guess what I was saying is, in previous years, we've seen, hey, guys need to see themselves score a goal and rebuild themselves, and we definitely have seen it in the penalty kick play itself out. I'm blanking on who it was last year or 2 years ago, whatever it was. But unfortunately that wasn't the fix all for Latte Loth, and he's still dealing with whatever is the block, because he's had chances. He's had breakaways that didn't convert. He's had like tonight again, tough. It's a tough angle, but it's a goal that's the better goal scorers in the league, which Latte Loth was brought here to do. They do finish that. And unfortunately for him right now, just nothing is going right. And unfortunately, I think it is kind of a microcosm of all of Atlanta United's attack. Because if you get that guy going, that XG, that's 3.1, that turns into a second or third goal in that first half. It wasn't there tonight. And again, we do want to credit Montreal and Guillier with the goaltending. Some really nice saves on Saba early on that kept it from being an Atlanta United lead, and eventually worked itself out to a 1-0 lead for Montreal before the end of the first half. All right, when we come back here, Brad Guzan caught up with Jason Longshore. Want to hear what the Atlanta United goaltender had to say in this one, a 1-1 draw with Montreal. That is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. We are live in the Kia Studios. The full-time report continues. Brad Guzan coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Atlanta United midfielder Alexei Maranchuk at the post-game press conference.
Getting into the team for the first time in a match, you know, what do you think those two bring to the team to make it better?
Obviously, experience. Mm-hmm. Both players have experience in Spain and England. So new fresh blood. Every time it's help. So good players, and hopefully they can help us.
With the spine of the team stronger behind you, how much freer does that make you and what you can do in the attack?
Like if they cover me behind?
Yeah, the two with two without Zate now, with Bartosz is playing well, uh-huh. with two center backs now.
Okay.
Do you feel like with that being stronger,
oh,
you can
yeah.
play more freely?
Oh yeah, this is, and now especially last couple of even more games, we have a lot of possession, and when you have a lot of possession, it means that you need to do offensive marking. So, and we've been doing this very well, and it gives a lot of pressure on the opponent. So, and this, I guess that's what we wanted to play from the beginning of the season, like attacking offensive football, and yeah, it's helped a lot.
It's all started to come together. Watching the links.
All right.
There's Alexi Maranchuk, and that's something that you've been looking forward to as well, Maddie, is guys having confidence in some of the rest of their teammates that allows them to do certain things. And I know you've kind of talked about Miggy growing in his role and doing maybe something slightly different than what he thought he was here to do, but what's being asked of him, and it's working out for him. And I think you've definitely seen that from Maranchuk as well, and he was answering that question about, hey, we know that we can line up centrally now behind us, and that if I need to get pushed up forward and take some chances, I'm able to do that because I trust guys behind me. And I think we've seen that in recent weeks from Alexi Maranchuk. I think that's why he's been so dangerous and so creative in the attack, both in terms of his own goal-scoring opportunities, but also setting up others.
I think Alexi is so creative when he has the ball. And the idea of what he does when he's out there, it's almost like he sees the game, I think, three steps ahead of everyone else, including us, I think, here in the booth. I'll sit back and watch like a ball that he will do, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's exactly where you think it's going to go. And I think, Alexi, you're seeing him really grow in that perspective, in taking that opportunity and taking those shots and being more assertive in those moments and taking that opportunity. And I think it's also being built with the trust that is around. You know, it takes time to learn each of the players around you. You know, it's not a game that's 1v1. It's 11v11 out there, and it's about learning and figuring out who your teammates are and figuring out, you know, when they go forward, what can I do to help them going forward? What do we need to do to help make the pieces connect? And you're seeing that. And especially with bringing in a lot of these new guys too, you're trying to make the spine of the team more solid in those moments. And yeah, I think you're seeing Alexi Maranchuk take that step forward and not being afraid to take that opportunity too, which I love to see as well. Because I think Alexi is the number 10 of this team, and he has been absolutely representing that every single time he steps out onto the pitch.
One thing I do want to focus on in that midfield, and we're going to hear from Brad Guzan in our final segment coming up in a couple of minutes, but this was a rough go for Tristan Moyamba today. He was subbed off at halftime, I would imagine, because of performance, not because of fitness or anything like that. You do have Steve Alzate now, who can line up in the midfield. You got to wait for whatever's going on. Obviously, he was able to play tonight with the visa situation in Canada. You have to get some more clearances, I guess, for what's going on here in the States, and they'll deal with that. Maybe he's available for Colorado, maybe not. Potentially Will Riley could start there as well. But this was a rough one for Moyamba. I don't know if you're going right back to him. He's been very good at times this year, but tonight just wasn't one of those days.
Listen, you have some games where you're good, some games you're feeling it, and then some games, you know, you're not having the best day. It happens. It's as simple as that. And I think especially in those moments, it's you know, it's about just needing to improve. It's as simple as that. I don't think it's anything to draw any conclusions from. You know, you have good days, you have bad days, and unfortunately it just fell on one of those days that just weren't that great. But you continue to improve and you continue to get better. It's a learning experience.
It is, and it'll also be something for Ronnie Dyla to ponder over the course of the week. Atlanta United wants to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they'll donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total, to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is currently $4,000. When we come back, we will hear Brad Guzan. He caught up with Jason Longshore a couple minutes ago. We'll let you listen to the conversation they had there at Stade Saputo. When we come back, it is the full-time report. It's Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. It's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. Final couple of minutes here, Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. We are in the Kia Studios. Things relatively wrapped up there at Stade Saputo. A 1-1 draw, Atlanta United and CF Montreal. Unfortunately, not enough to send Atlanta United charging up the table, but still 9 matches to attempt to do that. Atlanta United goalkeeper Brad Guzan, kind enough to spend some time with Jason Longshore. Here's what they had to say.
Here at Stade Saputo with Brad Guzan. Brad, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Ronnie at first. You know, team played well tonight. Better team in terms of big chances created, expected goals. We can go through all that. How do you guys keep your heads in moments where that's not resulting in wins?
Yeah, I mean, listen, plain and simple. I mean, listen, we got to take our chances. Really big chances early on in the game. We don't take them. And then we get punished for a lack of organization, lack of concentration. It's off a throw-in, and they play right through us. That can't happen.
What'd you like from Better Call and Alzate making their debuts tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's not easy for those guys because from a fitness standpoint, they probably only have a certain amount of minutes in them. You know, I know we're up north, but still, you know, the temperature is quite warm to probably what they're used to, and so their minutes are probably a bit restricted in terms of how long they can go, and so it's trying to manage that. It's never easy when you're changing out center backs and full backs and whatnot, but you know, we've got to keep going. Obviously, we know they're going to bring their quality, and they're going to have an influence on the group, and so for them to make their debut and get that done and dusted, and hopefully now they can get their head down and crack on and help us as a group.
How hard is it for you in those moments where you're changing center backs, you're changing full backs, you're changing shape entirely?
Yeah, try to get messages onto the field, onto the pitch of you know, what shape we're going to, who's playing where. At one point, Bartek's dropped in, and you know, he finished the game as a right center half, and so you know, there's a lot of moving pieces. With that being said, you know, like I said, we create really good chances in the first half. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I think they gifted us the chance as well. We've got to punish teams.
Thanks, Brad.
All good.
Yeah, I hate to keep harping back there, Maddie, but a lot of what he's saying is kind of the things that have been the bugaboo, the thing that has bothered me so much. And it's such a dumb piece of analysis. That's what always also bothers me. Like when we're breaking down like NFL games, you're like, I don't know, win the turnover battle and you're probably going to win the game, affect the quarterback. And it's just, it finish your chances. It's like the easiest thing to suggest is like a game changing moment. But that's really, when you look at it for Atlanta United, it feels like that's the thing that has held them back, both if for a variety of reasons, right? Whether it's putting games away and leaving teams to be alive, to find equalizers in the second half, or to find an equalizer coming out of halftime, or in moments like this where you had an opportunity to change the game early and didn't do it, and then you fall behind 1-0. It's the dumbest piece of analysis, but it is really what we're left with. You have the chances. You have done the job to create them, but you have to finish that job. And unfortunately, tonight and in way too many moments over the course of the season, hasn't been the case, and it's frustrating. And I think you could hear that from Brad Guzan.
I don't think it's a dumb piece of analysis. I think it's just how it's been this season.
It's like, just I think so it's, simple, yeah.
We say it's simple, but I mean, obviously, we're not the ones getting paid to do this every day. It's hard. It's hard to do that, especially, you know, you're facing a really good goalkeeper in Montreal. Some of those shots aren't landing. But yes, I agree with Brad. I think, you know, you do have to take those opportunities. You have to take those moments, and you can't get punished when you are in moments. You can't be switched off like that, especially off of a throw-in. That cannot happen. But it's like we talk about with the Atlas game. You get 3 goals in the first half. Second half, you're able to come back, get 1, and it's 4-1. You can't keep the clean sheet, but it's 4-1. You're able to put away the game pretty early on. That's what you have to do when you are playing good. Put the game away early. That way you don't have a situation like this where you're kind of holding on and it's almost a battle where it's you need to find one goal. Don't do that. Don't give them the opportunity to come back into this game because you need to put it away early. And it is taking those chances. It's taking those opportunities and putting it in. And, you know, it's not just you do take those chances, but it's also what Brad said, too. It's about some of those moments where you cannot be switched off in those moments, especially defensively, especially off of a throw-in. Organizationally, has to be better in those moments, and you have to be switched on. You have to be concentrated for a full 90.
Well, right now, and I think it's a fascinating one, too, here, is if you're not getting it done up top, right? If you're creating chances but ultimately not scoring, and you maybe just can't count on the fact that you're going to outscore teams, it's got to be tougher for you to be beaten, right? You've got to make teams work harder to score goals. And I've always said this. Really at any level of play, like the stupid rec leagues that I'm in all the way up to the MLS or the Premiership, teams are going to score goals. It's okay to concede here and there, but I'd like to concede on a goal where you're tipping your cap to the other team for outstanding performance, for outstanding play, for great 1-2s that beat you. It can't be off of a throw-in where you're just not moving, where you're just not dialed in. It can't be off of a misplayed bounce where you leave a guy wide open. You have got to be able to make teams work harder to score on you. It's been, along with the fact that you're creating chances but not goals, the biggest downfall of Atlanta United is it at times it has been too easy to score on this team. And it's not any one specific player. It's certainly not Brad's fault, sir, at least not in this moment. I have to go back. There might have been a goal or two that was on him. There's a goal or two that's been on Derek Williams. There's a goal or two that's been on Brooks Lennon or Steon or whoever it might be. But as a group, as a unit, it has been too easy to score. And that was what happened today that put you behind 1-0 just before half.
Listen, it's a team thing. We can look individually. Yes, we talk about individual mistakes as well. But that's also, too, again, being switched on, being ready to go at all times, being fully in it for 90 minutes. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, you are bringing in some of those players to help with those situations. You brought in Berakol, you brought in Mihai, you brought in Alzate. You're bringing in players to help with that situation. But, again, also, too, it is just being concentrated and being fully ready to go and being consistent. And that's what it is. And going out there and, you know, getting a reward for what the performances you're putting on. That's exactly what needs to happen in Colorado. You have to put out a good performance and then get the reward, get the win, get the 3 points, because that's what you deserve. Because you have been putting out good performances. You've been fighting into games. You have been clawing your way to the end of games. Make that pay off. Get a win against Colorado next weekend.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%, Maddie. And it's just one of those things where, and again, it's a little too little too late in terms of making a run up the table, in my opinion. I know mathematically, and you can run 9 straight and you'd probably have the points that you need. And I get that. But I think it's important that at times, because there's a 3-game stretch you and I talked about that's very difficult. And we'll get to that when we get to it. But I think it's important to start to see you continue these performances, but then also start to find some of those results. Again, if not important for this year right now, certainly for the expectations and confidence and momentum heading into the offseason and into next season, especially as you welcome in some of these players who might be more of a mainstay next year but don't have the fitness yet or just joining the teams, the Alzate, the Alfonso, and Berakol, and even Mihai, who we've started to see more of, but in that realm as well. That's going to do it for the full-time report tonight. Join us again Saturday, 8:30 p.m. August 16th for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United is going to take on the Colorado Rapids. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, safe travels back here to Atlanta. And, of course, for Madison Cruz of Soccer down here, I am Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1 and Montreal 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates – Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.